And when you're riding a horse, you put your feet in the
stirrups.
Uh-huh.
Get out, Chip. Get out. Get out on that.
If you wanted to say before you can hitch a horse to a buggy or a wagon, you have to do what to him?
Put the harness on him.
Okay. So you say I have to what the horse?
Huh?
So you say I have to
put the harness on him first before you heat him up.
Uh-huh. And you know when you're plowing with two horses, what do you call the one that walks in the furrow?
What you call the one that walks in the furrow?
Mm-hmm. Does he have a special name?
No.
Mm-hmm. And say if you raised a lot of corn, you'd say we raised a big what of corn this year?
Big crop of corn.
Uh-huh. And if you got rid of all the brush and trees on your land, you'd say you did what to the land? You
cleaned it up as far as all the way I could see it.
Okay. And you say fodder is tied up into a
bundle.
And then the bundles are piled up into a
shock.
Okay. And talking about how much corn you raised, you might say we raised 50.
50 barrels or?
Okay. What about wheat? You'd say we raised 50 what of wheat to the acre?
A wheat?
Uh-huh.
Never did raise wheat, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
So many bushels, I reckon.
Okay. What do you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
You have to pass it through a thrasher, thrashing machine.
And say if you wanted to chop a log, a frame, X-shaped frame like this, that you can set the log in. You can take.
I know what you're talking about, but I can't think of the name of it. I guess it'd be a sawhorse or a saw rack.
Uh-huh. What about something shaped, sort of A-shaped? It has a thing across the top. You need two of these and you could set a board between them.
We call that sawhorse.
Uh-huh. That's a sawhorse?
That's a sawhorse, they call that.
Uh-huh. And to straighten my hair, I would use a comb and a
brush, huh?
And if I was going to use that, I'd say I was going to what my hair? If my hair's messed up, I'm going to
untangle it?
Or if I use a brush, I'd say I'm going to let's see.